You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
You're good, Andrea. That was a fantastic answer, but I'm going to poke a little bit. So if a podcaster came to you and said, I can demonstrate to you the listeners, engagement, all the stuff, how would that work? Would you say, okay, client X, this podcast, they have the stats to prove that they have engagement. They have a robust email list. Their open rate is fantastic. Their click-through rate is great. Would you then consider the podcast a pay-to-play? Because you said on the pro side that the pay-to-play was one of the things that burned your bridges. So is that on the line or would that be appropriate?
I think that that would be appropriate. It's important to recognize that certain clients, like I'm not a huge New York City public relations firm. I'm little old Andrea Pass Public Relations. It's me, myself, and I'm a solopreneur. So therefore, I'm not making the income and my clients are not paying the retainer fees that you would pay for a big Manhattan-based PR firm. So keeping in mind that my clients don't have big budgets, if I start chipping away at that budget, suddenly I'm at a point that I might make more money bagging groceries at the grocery store. It's a challenge. It's really a challenge. But I think it's about establishing that relationship and seeing where it could go that, okay, this worked out really well. We'd like to have you back. Can you be a sponsor? There's got to be a create the relationship first, because there are so many podcasters today and so many homegrown journalists, people that did not necessarily go to journalism school or have an internship at a TV station or what have you. So I think there has to be that recognition that, yes, I might want it to be a business, but let's take the steps necessary. I think the other thing that burns me about certain podcasters, and LZ, certainly not you, and I see that already, the podcaster that responds to the answer of a question with, that's awesome. I love that. My answer is not awesome and you don't love it. We're talking about business. Let's be professional. And you're coming across very professional in your presentation and your questions. And I, in turn, will make sure I'm coming across and I am professional and I'm not sitting here saying, wow, whoa, it's awesome. It's great. Wow. You know, that's not the way to do a business podcast. It might be a way for another topic, but in a business podcast, you must be businesslike.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.